Hello.
Hi, this is Jessica with State Bank Financial in Sparta, Wisconsin. I'm calling in regards to a charge that came through to one of our customers' accounts, and I was hoping that maybe I can give me a little bit more information on it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling. My name is Darielle. I can further assist you the best way I can. If you can provide me with that customer zip code.
Yep, the zip code is 54656.
546, wait, 54656. 56. Okay, thank you. Can you spell the first name of the customer, first name?
Yep, Meredith. So Meredith.
What's the last name? Can you spell it?
K-U-B-E.
K-U-B-E?
Yes, ma'am.
So I have her first name is M as in Mary, E as in every, R as in Romeo, E as in every, D as in dog, I as in ice, T as in Tom, H as in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and her last name is K-U-B-E.
Yep, that's correct.
And her zip code is 54656?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. Okay, ma'am. I do not see an account with her information.
Can you look it up by email, maybe?
I looked it up by her phone number.
Or debit card?
I can't take her debit card over the phone. Give me 1 second. Let me ask my supervisor.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yep, I'm still here.
Okay, thank you for holding. May I get that lady's zip code? I mean, her address and zip code?
Yep, the address is 113 South Water Street, Norwalk, Wisconsin, 54648.
Okay, thank you for that information. Hold on 1 second while I get her account pulled up. Okay, thank you for holding. So I see that she was charged December 19th, 2022, and it was for $6.95, and that was for Luna Active A1. Hold on. I'm going to try to look up to see what it's at. I'm guessing that's...
Is that like an app?
I see Luna... Oh, goodness. I don't know. What this is. I'm looking it on Google. I see some saying a face cream. Then I see some that says bioactive. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I see that it's a planner. But I see most of her trials is coming from Luna Active. I see that she was charged on the 19th again for $6.45. And then on the 27th of December for $97.97. Then on another charge for on the 27th for $96.42. But that $96.42 was declined.
Okay, so she signed up for like a free trial. Is that what it is?
Yeah, so what she did was when she was online shopping, we represent over 100 online vendor companies. So we're a third party. So like I tell people, when they're shopping online through Walmart, Target, Amazon, whichever it be, if it's coming through an ad or an email that they could be getting like Walmart promotions or something that Walmart could try to, you know, put on ads. If they don't read the terms and conditions, which is right there while you are shopping, like looking at the product, usually like when Walmart or any big company, they have it in like small fine print where people really don't pay attention to. But it's terms and conditions, and it says that after you get that product, the day that you purchase the product and you put all your information in the system, you have 7 days to cancel that subscription. If you do not cancel within 7 business days, that company is going to charge you the amounts that they want to charge you for their monthly subscription. Some of them start at $119.95, and some do like $97.97, and some of them do like $35 and so on. But that is what happened to her.
Okay. Yeah, no, I appreciate the information. I will give her a call and let her know what that was. So I did see the $6.95, so I just wanted to make sure before I called her I knew exactly what it was for. So, all right. Well, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, hold on. Don't hang up.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second.
I'm sure she's going to want to cancel this subscription because she had no idea about this, and I had questioned if, you know, it was like a free trial type deal. So
yes, ma'am, give me 1 second. I'm gonna cancel it. I want to do this while you're on the phone.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. They always call the bank wanting to dispute these, and it's like, okay, well, you signed up for it.
Yeah. That's what I tell people, like, and I tell people, like, even though it's Walmart and it's other, like, big chain name brand companies, they still could put their terms and conditions however they want to.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's up to the shoppers to read it, knowing good and well they know we're not going to read it for real. So that's how they get people.
Yeah.
Let me see. Okay, so I gave a refund to her, and hopefully, is her card canceled?
No, we can open it back up. They're not going to charge it again, are they?
No. I gave a refund to that card ending in 1728. I gave it for $97.97. And I can give you a confirmation number to that order.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, C as in Charlie, 2635397 69.
I'm gonna read that back to you. C as in Charlie, 2635397 69.
Yes, ma'am, correct. And let me see another one that I can refund. My system just loaded a little slow, but it's coming up.
That's okay.
Okay, so the other order for that was like $90-something. You guys declined that one, so I can't refund that one. So what I did was, because she wasn't charged for that price, so what I did was I refunded the $6.45. Hello.
Okay. Yep, that sounds good.
Okay, now I'm going to provide you with that confirmation number, then we'll be done.
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, it is C as in Charlie, 263392282.
All right, we got C as in Charlie, 263392282.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that sounds good. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No problem.
And you canceled this, correct?
Yeah, I canceled the subscriptions as well. So she shouldn't get another subscription. Just tell her to be careful shopping online. Read the terms and conditions.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No problem. You have a great day.
Right. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.